from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report, and I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote today on a bill that would legalize many undocumented farm workers. And that would be a huge deal in California, where most agricultural workers lack legal status. KQED's Central Valley reporter Alex Hall reports.
Under the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, immigrant farm workers could get 5-year renewable visas if they've worked in agriculture for at least 6 months over the last 2 years. Those who stay in farm labor could eventually become permanent legal residents. Their spouses and children would also gain legal status. Lady Rangel with the United Farm Workers Foundation in Bakersfield says the bill has bipartisan support.
We have a really good opportunity here because we're working with both parties. We know that in order to make meaningful change and in order to preserve that change, we had to compromise. And this bill is a compromise between two parties that will bring relief to farm worker communities.
Daniel Costa with the Economic Policy Institute says legalizing hundreds of thousands of farm workers would be historic after similar legislation has fallen short over 2 decades. But he says foreign guest workers would see their wages go down.
The bill is a compromise and has a bunch of trade-offs. We should just be honest about the trade-offs.
If passed, the bill would eventually require growers to electronically verify work authorization, and it would allow them to hire guest workers for year-round jobs, including those in the dairy industry, one of the most profitable agricultural sectors in the state. For the California Report, I'm Alex Hall.
And let's stay in Congress, shall we? In spite of impeachment moving forward, the White House and Democrats in the House have reached a deal updating the North American Free Trade Agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It's hoped the deal, called USMCA, will help many California industries as they trade with neighbors of the United States.
Heading over to votes right now.
Yesterday, as he walked the halls of Congress, I reached Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa on the phone. He represents largely rural northeastern California and says he hopes farmers in his district will be helped by the deal.
Almonds are a very big part of what's grown in California. And in the region I'm from here, too, we have a lot of rice, a lot of fruit crops. So ultimately, it comes up to individual deals and agreements on a year-to-year basis. But what is really important about USMCA is that it provides a long-term pattern for it. And an important aspect, too, is that when it finally settles this agreement with these three countries, it sets the table for the U.S. to be able to go do better agreements with Japan. We need a follow-up agreement on Japan. And then ultimately setting the table for China. Because when they see that we're getting these deals done here, that will apply a little more pressure, especially to Japan and China, to trade a little better with us. We have a hard time getting some of our ag products into Japan, for example, and we all know about the huge imbalance that we have with China and how that needs to be squared up a little bit. And I'm really glad the president has decided to make that a high priority.
Again, that's Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa talking to us from the halls of Congress. Farmers in the Salinas Valley are pledging to do better after the latest E. coli outbreak. Federal health investigators don't know exactly what caused it, but they do know that at least 8 people have been sickened across 3 states. KAZU's Erica Mahoney has more.
The CDC is warning consumers, don't eat a Fresh Express Sunflower Crisp chopped salad kit with a best before date of December 7th. The kit is a mix of ingredients, including green and red cabbage, romaine lettuce, kale, and carrots. It also includes a dressing and some toppings. Authorities are investigating which ingredient is tainted. Abby Taylor Silva is vice president of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California, a regional trade association that has 300 members, including Fresh Express.
We know that consumers want to hear more than apologies and our sympathies, as heartfelt as they are. And while our members have worked very hard to make needed food safety improvements, it's obvious that we must do more.
This is the second E. coli outbreak with ties to the Salinas growing region in less than a month. Investigators don't know yet whether the two outbreaks are related. For the California Report, I'm Erica Mahoney in Salinas.
And finally, a group of doctors from across the country are spending the week in San Diego, demanding that they be allowed to vaccinate detained migrants to protect them against the flu.
Let us vaccinate!
Do not hesitate!
Let us vaccinate!
KPBS reporter Max Rivlin-Nadler was with physicians as they protested outside of Border Patrol headquarters in Chula Vista near San Diego, where some of the doctors were arrested.
Following recent flu-related deaths of migrant children in custody, the doctors felt compelled to do something. Customs and Border Protection does not vaccinate its detainees, saying it has no responsibility to do so. Julie Sierra is a San Diego-based doctor who is a member of Doctors for Camp Closure, which advocates for better health care for migrants. She has been helping on both sides of the border over the past year and was prepared to give vaccinations on Tuesday.
So we're completely ready. The minute they say yes, we're ready to go in and give 100 flu vaccinations. We have everything we need, consent forms, information forms in multiple languages. We have people that can give the vaccinations. It's just, they just have to say yes.
CBP denied them access to migrants. Afterwards, six activists and doctors were arrested and cited by federal police officers after lying down at the entrance to the headquarters in protest. The group plans to try to offer vaccinations at another Border Patrol facility today. For the California Report, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler in Chula Vista.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. Energy Upgrade California, urging Californians to keep it golden by saving energy through simple acts like adjusting the thermostat a few degrees. EnergyUpgradeCalifornia.org. And Paint Care. Now with 760 drop-off sites in California where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, December 11th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Check out our podcast for more news from across the state. It's on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Saul Gonzalez. On behalf of all of us here at the California Report, have a great day.